Unit 19. The Wright Brothers Take Off. 1. From the time of primitive man, humans have wanted to fly. Centuries ago, men strapped wings on themselves in an attempt to fly. Needless to say, more than one leg was broken trying that. By 1900, humans had finally succeeded in flying through the air. They had done it in balloons and gliders. Now, they were ready for the next step. 2. Two brothers, Orville and Wilbur Wright, owned a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio, and loved mechanical things. They were also fascinated with the idea of flying. They had read about the glider experiments of Otto Lilienthal, a German inventor, and Octave Chanute, a French-born American engineer. They decided to make a glider of their own. They came up with a biplane, or double-wing, glider. It had a new feature called wing warping, a way of bending the wings to make the best use of air flowing over them. They made several successful flights with their biplane glider. But the Wright brothers wanted more. 3. They asked the U.S. Weather Bureau where the strongest and steadiest winds blew, which were necessary for glider flying. As Orville and Wilbur and other glider pilots knew, when the winds died down, the plane went down too. In the fall of 1900, the Wright brothers took a new glider to the windy beaches near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. It had bent wings and a flap in front for better up and down movement. Once again, their glider was successful. Once again, it wasn't quite good enough. 4. The Wright brothers went back to their home in Dayton. They set up a wind tunnel to test the data that Lilienthal and Chanute had come up with in their glider experiments. The wind tests showed the figures were wrong. The Wright brothers had more designing to do. 5. In 1902, Orville and Wilbur were back in Kitty Hawk with a redesigned glider. This one had straighter wings, a movable rudder, and better control. They made more than 1,000 successful flights on the deserted beaches. But the Wright brothers weren't happy with having to rely on nature and its unpredictable winds. They wanted more. They wanted powered flight. 6. No engine on the market was light and powerful enough for an airplane. So, they built their own. There were no propellers around either, so they built them too. They put one propeller behind the engine and one behind the pilot. Power from the engine was carried to the propellers by a bicycle chain. 7. The brothers went back and forth to Kitty Hawk. With each unsuccessful flight, they corrected the problem and tried again. On December 17, 1903, they were ready for another trial. They had named their odd-looking two-wing contraption Flyer. It was a cold, windy day. No one, except four men and a boy, was interested enough to watch the Wright brothers try their funny flying machine. No one believed that humans would ever fly a mechanical plane. 8. The brothers always took turns at piloting their experimental airplanes. This day, Orville climbed into Flyer and lay flat on the lower wing. He started the engine, and the plane moved forward. Then it lifted off the ground, reaching 40 feet. Orville found the controls so sensitive that when he changed the angle of the controls just a little, the plane rose or fell sharply. Then he altered one of the controls a little too much, and the plane came down. It had flown 120 feet and had been in the air for 12 seconds. History had been made. What humankind had dreamed about for thousands of years had become reality. 9. The Wright brothers made 3 more flights that day. The fourth flight lasted 59 seconds and went a distance of 852 feet. After this flight, everyone gathered around the aircraft. They joyfully discussed what had happened. Suddenly, a strong gust of wind picked up the plane and turned it over and over while everyone watched in dismay. It was badly damaged and could not be flown again that day. But the Wright brothers could not be sad. They had accomplished their goal. 10. In spite of this great historical achievement, the Wright brothers and their flight went nearly unnoticed. They continued their research and experimentation for almost 3 more years. Finally, they were granted a U.S. patent on their plane in 1906. In 1907, they went to Europe and flew their aircraft from place to place, to the delight of thousands of Europeans. The success of this tour reached American newspapers. The Wright brothers finally achieved their long-deserved fame and honor. The door was open to the future. That having been done, it took Americans only 66 years to go from the beaches of Kitty Hawk to the distant moon.